Hai, selamat pagi. Salam sejahtera kepada anda di luar sana. Anda sedang menonton Awani Pagi bersama saya, Jijah Ahmad dan juga Hafizie Rosli. Pastinya di Awani Pagi jam 8.30 ini kami nak bawakan anda satu topik yang sangat menarik. Ini berkenaan dengan siaran langsung 36 Golden Disc Awards 2022 eksklusif pada Sabtu ini 8 Januari bermula jam 2 tengah hari pastinya di Astro Go. Dan ia merupakan satu anugerah K-pop berprestij yang meliputi industri muzik dan penstriman digital dan akan menampilkan persembahan dari idola Korea terhangat termasuk BTS, IU, Stray Kids, Seventeen, aespa, The Boys, Oh My Girl dan banyak lagi. Hafizie minat K-pop.
Siapa paling yang anda minat? Kalau saya nak tengok nanti, mesti saya akan berikan tepukan yang sangat gemuruh untuk mereka.
Pastinya kita nak tengok jugalah kemeriahan macam mana peminat-peminat K-pop di luar sana yang menantikan anugerah ini. Dan calon-calon GDA 2022 ini sebenarnya merangkumi campuran idola Korea terkenal seperti BTS, G-Idol, Blackpink, Rose, ITZY, Taeyeon, TWICE serta artis Korea yang baru yang lain. Sebenarnya kita nak bercakap banyak mengenai perkara ini juga, Fizi.
Dan pagi ini sebenarnya kita nak bercakap mengenai apa yang menarik di 36 Golden Disc Awards 2022 dan fenomena K-pop itu sendiri di negara kita. Dan kita ada pelakon Sri Khairuddin yang merupakan bakat baru yang akan membawakan watak peminat fanatik K-pop dalam show terbaru Take Control bakal bersiaran 29 Januari nanti di saluran 612 TADA. Dan bersama kami juga penyampai Hits FM Kalista Liu yang merupakan host K-pop Countdown di Hits FM. Good morning, apa khabar Kalista dan Sri?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Baik, kita nak teruskan kepada Kalista terlebih dahulu. Kalista, kalau boleh diterangkan, yeah, bagaimana sebenarnya industri K-pop ataupun K-pop ini sendiri boleh jadi satu fenomena? Dulu kita ada Cantopop, J-pop, yang pasti kerana keunikan lagu-lagu mereka itu. Tapi bagi K-pop, bagaimana ia boleh jadi satu fenomena? Adakah kerana talent mereka, bakat mereka atau kerana paras rupa mereka sendiri, Kalista?
I think it's been a journey, right? Like you said, it started from Cantopop, Mandopop, J-pop and then now we're on to K-pop. And I think it's been a whole different ups and downs. Sometimes it's about the music, sometimes it's about the looks, but I think K-pop really encompasses the whole thing. Like, they have good music, they have good music videos, all the idols look so good, and that's the attraction worldwide to K-pop.
Pastinya itu merupakan satu pendapat yang sama bagi peminat-peminat K-pop di luar sana juga, kan? Tapi sebenarnya K-pop ni sendiri memang memberikan satu wave yang tersendiri dalam dunia ni. Tapi saya nak beralih kepada Sri. Bagi Sri sendiri, apa mungkin versatility K-pop artis ni yang jadi tarikan di mata Sri tu?
Dari pandangan saya, I don't really think that, to echo on what Kalista said as well, I don't think it's influenced by good looks alone. It's a full package on its own. Sebab you tak tanya a K-pop fan what makes a good K-pop song. You tanya what would make a good K-pop performer. So it's the art behind the fact that, yes, they are talented, they are versatile, they can dance, they can perform very well. It's the outfit, it's the camera angle when they are performing. And most importantly, it's also the concept that they carry. Sebab kadang-kadang the first comeback, concept dia macam more towards cute, and then the next comeback pula is more towards heavily performance. So they're very versatile in that way where they can carry a lot of concept. And I think benda tu yang attract K-pop fan to look forward towards more concepts.
Itulah Sri, itu yang sebenarnya bermain persoalan itu kepada peminat-peminat yang mungkin tak berapa tahu pasal K-pop ni macam Hafizie, kan? Macam mana sebenarnya?
Saya tahu.
Tapi sebenarnya Sri, ramai yang mungkin macam keliru dengan image-image yang dibawakan oleh artis-artis K-pop itu sendiri. Kalau lelaki tu dia macam cantik aja, kan? Tapi sebenarnya kalau Sri boleh terangkan apa sebenarnya yang dibawakan oleh artis-artis ni daripada segi rupa mereka tu atau image mereka itu?
I think apa yang diorang bawa towards the table tu, it's not just image and also rupa alone. It's also the fact that they train for a long time. So before diorang jadi idol, diorang kena do training dulu, kan? So it brings out a very good character, a good value. So contoh kita ambil macam BTS, kan? dah lah, diorang memang talented, a good performance. But it's a huge pack, it's a full package deal because it comes with their character as well. And I think I really want to emphasize on the character sebab it's a sustainable deal to make it a commodity for the country. So it consists with years of training and it makes sense that they carry such a good value with them. So they would go beyond and above. For example, BTS will bring a purpose to support the SDG dekat United Nations.
Jadi Kalista, kalau kita lihat juga artis-artis K-pop ni sedang meningkat naik pada ketika ini. Jadi adakah disebabkan oleh ramai rakyat Malaysia minat K-pop disebabkan oleh filem-filem Korea Selatan itu sendiri yang saya kira juga menjadi satu wave juga dalam negara kita kerana banyak juga peminat-peminat filem, drama dan sebagainya. Adakah ia salah satu faktor menyokong penyebab kepada ramai orang meminat kepada K-pop ni atau bagaimana?
Bagi saya rasa memang K-pop yang K-pop is a start, you know, like K-pop is the one that brought it out to the world. And then suddenly the interest in K-drama, the interest in Korean culture as a whole, it all is linked. And I think they, like what Sri was saying, it's a whole package. It's not like, okay, this is a good singer, so now worldwide he has fans. It's like a whole, it starts from before training. They are chosen to be in a group together. They have all different personalities, so they can relate, and different people can be interested in the group because there's something for everyone. Mm. And I think like that is the thing that actually makes K-pop stand out from the rest. Especially here in Malaysia, I feel like we are a very boy band culture, boy band girl group culture. So it's easier for, and of course, because we're Asian, so it's easier for us to kind of relate to them and be more interested in them. And of course, it is affecting our music industry as well. I can see the effects of the whole K-pop image and the music style in our local bands as well. And I think it's a good thing.
Kalista, I think you know better how South Korea shaped their entertainment industry. So, bagaimana sebenarnya for South Korea ini membentuk industri seni mereka ni sehingga dapat menjadikan ia sebagai satu ekspor kebudayaan terkenal negara itu? Dan bagaimana sebenarnya South Korea sendiri menjadikan K-pop itu terkenal?
I feel like they have a lot of support. Official support, their own people support. They have they really push. Like, for instance, when BTS showed up at the UN to perform, it's not really something common that you see a pop band in such a serious setting, but now they are the ambassadors of the country. You know, they are the ones that are bringing Korea as a whole to a whole new level worldwide, where now all the attention is on them. So I feel like having support all around is very, very important, and also their work ethic. Because they work very, very hard. As Sri was saying early on, come before they debut, they need to have a lot of training. Sometimes they go through years of training. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they train and they never get to debut. Mm-hmm. And I think that's something that we can maybe not take to extreme here in Malaysia, but I do feel like it's something that maybe we can look to and see where we can learn from that as well.
Dan Sri, kalau kita lihat juga, apa sebenarnya bagi Sri sendiri? Kita nak ambil contoh sebagai contoh BTS yang dilabel powerhouse of talent. Apa sebenarnya tarikan K-pop ini? Dan juga adakah kita melihat kepada tadi dah cakap mengenai maknanya balance semua tu. Jadi dari segi talent mereka, nyanyian mereka bagaimana? Seni tari mereka bagaimana? Bagaimana dari pandangan mata Sri sendiri?
Daripada pandangan mata Sri memang suka. Sebab it goes back to how I look forward to other concepts that they can bring. So macam dahlah diorang pandai menyanyi, diorang memang pandai menyanyi, diorang pandai menari, and they can perform really well. So anybody can sing, anybody can dance, but to be a good performer, now that's something else. And what makes me a fan of not just BTS, a lot more other K-pop bands out there, Seventeen, IU, who are performing at the GDA, Golden Disc Awards, looking forward to it, it's that their character goes back to the years of training. The character that they bring up is something else. So they can perform, and their character, the humbleness that they carry. So, yeah.
Itu yang dikatakan oleh peminat fanatik K-pop itu sendiri. Tapi apapun, K-pop ini memang saya kira kan kalau lagu tu, kalau Blackpink tu keluar, memang menjadi tangga teratas views di YouTube dan juga carta-carta di luar di seluruh dunia, pecah rekod kan. Tapi sebenarnya kita nak tahu, kita nak berbincanglah dengan peminat dan juga pemerhati industri K-pop ini sendiri kan. Kali seperti Kalista, what do you think the formula that used by South Korea ni? Apa formula yang digunakan oleh Korea Selatan dalam memperkenalkan K-pop ke persada dunia, ke pentas dunia? Adakah formula yang digunakan oleh Korea Selatan ini boleh juga digunakan dalam industri seni Malaysia? Pandangan Kalista.
I think definitely boleh because it's from the start, like we were saying, right? It's from the start. Like it doesn't come from, okay, this guy can sing, this girl can dance. It's a whole package. It started from the whole concepts of the album, the whole marketing concept, the whole hype of giving more to the fans, where I think not just the Malaysian industry, like the worldwide industry, if you buy a K-pop album and you compare to a Western artist or a Malaysian artist, you get so much more with a K-pop album. And it's yes, they are expensive, but the other albums that cost the same give you much less. So they, like, if you buy an album, it gives you like a whole photo book, it gives you the music, it gives you photo cards to collect, you know, like there's this whole marketing concept about it, and their package of the idols as well, which I think definitely you can see the effort in every single part of being an idol and putting out the music and putting out the whatever era they are in right now. And I think definitely we can take from that for our Malaysian artists and push it even further, because the K-pop wave is kind of dripping down to other countries. Now we see Filipino boy bands that are making it big. We see, you know, all different Asian countries that suddenly are getting some kind of a spotlight on them through K-pop. And why not Malaysia, right?
Yeah. Betul. Saya bersetuju dengan apa yang dikatakan oleh Kalista. Sebenarnya kegigihan industri seni K-pop itu di Korea Selatan itu kita dapat lihat sendiri dari dokumentari yang dipaparkan, dari perkongsian yang dipaparkan di social media dan juga di saluran-saluran TV di luar sana. Bila kita melihat bagaimana mereka sebenarnya begitu gigih untuk dikenali seluruh dunia. Sebenarnya itu bukan saja kita lihat daripada segi imej yang dibawakan, pakej rupa dan juga pakat mereka tu, tapi sebenarnya di sebaliknya itu kita tak tahu macam mana mereka berlatih sehingga mereka dikenali oleh setiap lapisan masyarakat di dunia ini. Tapi apapun, kita perlu berhenti berehat seketika. Lepas ini kita nak berbincang lagi berkenaan, pastinya berkenaan dengan 36 Golden Disc Award yang bakal berlangsung Sabtu ini bersama dengan Sri dan juga Kalista. Tapi kita perlu berhenti berehat seketika, kembali selepas ini.
Baik, masih lagi bersama saya Hafizie Rosli dan juga Gigi Ahmad. Kita nak sebenarnya nak mendalami sendirilah bagaimana industri K-pop ini ataupun Korea Selatan ini boleh dibawa dalam negara kita. Bagaimana kita harus menggunakan apa strategi-strategi mereka sehingga mereka ini boleh membawa pendapatan berbilion ringgit, ya. Kalau kita lihat kepada apa laporan-laporan sebelum ini, dan kita masih lagi nak bersama dengan Sri Khairuddin dan juga Kalista sendiri untuk bercakap mengenai perkara ini. Dah saya nak teruskan kepada Sri. Sri, sebagai peminat K-pop ni, kalau dulu sebelum wujudnya ada K-pop ini semua, kita ada Hindustan, Bollywood. Lepas tu saya tahu start K-pop ni start dengan Oppa Gangnam Style lah. Sebelum tu saya tak tahu ada ke tak budaya K-pop ni ataupun dari segi fenomena K-pop itu sendiri. Jadi bagaimana agaknya Sri melihat peredaran daripada mungkin daripada Oppa Gangnam Style, lepas tu pergi ke BTS, lepas tu pergi ke kumpulan-kumpulan yang seterusnya. Adakah mereka ni prestasi mereka semakin merudum ataupun semakin memuncak pada ketika ini dan juga pada masa akan datang?
Definitely memuncak. So like, I think K-pop started off very early back in 90s. Started with H.O.T. And then the first generation idol came about dalam 2005-2006 macam tu. Time tu awal-awal lagi internet baru nak naik kan. So we have to give props to the internet as well, because without the internet, I don't think this can happen. The internet really has broadened the horizon and possibilities of things. And then we come into second gen idol, third gen idol, fourth gen idol, and so more and more, we see a lot of new concepts that they bring to the table. For an example, let's just take aespa, who is going to perform soon at the GDA. Mm-hmm. They have a really unique concept that they can bring to the table. The whole idea of having a metaverse version of themselves, it's something else. So it makes K-pop fan become more interested on what's going to happen next. On top of this concept, it's also how they bring out their wardrobe and their dance mode. So, contoh wardrobe ataupun hairstyle. Kita tengok Blackpink punya hairstyle kan. Dia boleh influence orang tu sampai I pun tukar rambut.
Betul. Saya setuju tu.
So dia punya influence, I think it goes back to the concept. And this concept making, we have to give props to the company that takes care of them. Because I think like Kalista mentioned just now, how they bring out the album concept to life goes back to brands and marketing. Mm-hmm. And branding in that sense is very important. I think we can learn one or two to be adapted back in Malaysia.
Ya, dan kalau kita nak tengok juga grup lelaki paling popular di dunia masa kini adalah BTS itu sendiri yang berjaya cipta sejarah di Amerika Syarikat meraih anugerah Artist of the Year di American Music Award 2021 AMA, satu pencapaian yang sangat-sangat tinggi bagi grup Asia lah saya fikir. Dan dalam masa yang sama juga BTS ni juga adalah pemegang 23 Guinness World Records dalam pelbagai anugerah dan juga kategori music dan media sosial. Bagaimana pencapaian tertinggi itu sebenarnya yang boleh kita lihat fenomena K-pop yang dibawakan di seluruh dunia. Tapi Sri, kita nak bawa sikit, Sri nak kupas sikit. Sri mungkin boleh kongsi, Sri juga bakal muncul dalam program Take Control. Anda juga peminat K-pop, sebagai peminat K-pop dalam program dan juga drama itu, mungkin boleh cerita sikit apa yang menarik mengenai Take Control ini.
Betul. So, it goes back to how the Korean wave is so heavily influenced in the whole world. Sampai karakter dalam drama pun boleh jadi K-pop fan juga. Yeah. So, Take Control is a drama that's coming out 29th of January. Every Saturday 9 p.m. on channel 612 Extra Tada, and also on demand as well. Take Control is going to be a very interesting sci-fi, family-friendly comedy drama series where we have to take control of our parents. And my character is a huge K-pop fan. And you'll see along dalam drama tu nanti dia punya baju dia, dia punya lifestyle dia, bilik dia, semua memang macam sebiji-sebiji macam mana hidup I kat dalam rumah ni. Sebagai seorang K-pop fan, ada poster, ada picture cards, ada a lot of albums, a lot of K-pop merchandise. So it goes back to how the Hallyu, the K-pop wave, is so heavily influenced towards all parts of life.
Itu kalau Sri merupakan peminat fanatik K-pop yang juga akan memegang satu watak lah dalam show terbaru. Dan kalau kita lihat juga, Kalista juga merupakan host K-pop Countdown di Hits FM. Bagaimana agaknya sambutan daripada peminat-peminat K-pop terhadap mungkin program K-pop Countdown itu sendiri?
This goes back to the fans. This show memang exists because the fans wanted it. They keep asking for more and more K-pop songs until we're not able to ignore it anymore. You cannot deny the fact that, a lot of Malaysians want to hear K-pop on the radio. So this show is, it's not really a countdown. It's more like a request show. So every week, the fans can request whatever K-pop song that they want to hear, and then I can play it on the radio. And you can see a lot of different, like bands and groups that are requested. Like if we bring it back to the Golden Disc Awards, right? So this week, there's definitely a lot of the artists that we play on the show as well. I just wanted to mention like what Sri was mentioning earlier on, how they have like different concepts. And there's this one band that I'm a big fan of, which is Luna. Wow. And they have like this whole metaverse of themselves which is kind of comparable to like Marvel. Like they have different characters, different parts of their universe. And every time they come up with a new song, the fans not only just request the song, they will give me all the information about how this album is, what this song is about, who is singing what and why. And I feel like that is what makes, that's what brings K-pop apart from everyone else. The fans are so dedicated. They're so passionate about promoting their favorite idol. And you can see the change that it's making in the industry as a whole. Like, for instance, like with HITS, it's a English station, but because they want it so much and they're so passionate about it, that now we have a whole show dedicated to them.
Dan itu bagaimana sebenarnya interaktif interaction antara peminat dan juga artis K-pop itu sendiri dalam mereka mengolah sebenarnya dalam era ketika ini bagaimana mereka boleh beri lebih lagi interaction kepada peminat-peminat. Tapi saya sebenarnya nak bercakap balik berkenaan dengan 36 Golden Disc Award ni. Kalista mungkin boleh terangkanlah sebab kita tahu majlis anugerah ini sebenarnya dinanti-nantikan oleh semua pihak memandangkan ia telah pun diiktiraf sebagai majlis anugerah yang paling digemari oleh para penggiat seni Korea Selatan atas keterbukaan penilaiannya yang dikatakan lebih adil dan juga mengikut objektif. Tapi untuk Kalista sendiri, what is the importance of this award to the K-pop artists and their fans?
I think it's important because you from an award show, you can get so much more. Like, yes, the fans will be voting for their favorite idols, right? And if you see the list of nominees, banyak. Like, it's not just like, oh, the top five artists. It's like you have to keep scrolling to read all the groups that are nominated. And that brings together, I feel, a very big group of people that are going to be voting for their idols and they're going to be waiting. So, like, there are going to be performances at the Golden Disc Awards. Obviously, BTS, I think, worldwide, everyone is waiting for their performance. You cannot deny, like, they are the biggest, right? And then you've got, like, Stray Kids, you've got TXT, you've got Seventeen, aespa, who are also nominated for, I think, Best New Artist. There's just so much content that can come out of one awards show. And I think it's going to be very, very exciting to watch, not just to see who wins, but to see all the performances. And, yeah, I'm very excited to watch on Saturday.
Ya, tapi saya nak tanya jugalah kepada Kalista dan juga Sri. Saya rasa ini soalan bonus lah. Winner prediction, Kalista, mungkin anda boleh ramalkan siapa yang boleh memenangi kategori kepada Digital Song of the Year dan juga Best Song dan juga album of the Year, Kalista.
It's a tough one. Among there are a lot of good artists that are nominated. I think BTS is an easy way out because I think BTS kind of wins, like, kebanyakan award yang dinominate BTS akan menang, kan? So I think other than BTS, maybe Twice had a really good album this year, and also Luna, as I was mentioning earlier on, and also Monsta X.
Kenapa tak ada Blackpink?
It's hard to decide.
Walaupun Blackpink selalu disebut, kenapa tiada Blackpink dalam senarai calon?
Blackpink has, they haven't come back with an album yet.
Yes, I think it was just
they've
a solo one.
They've been now focusing on their solo projects.
Yeah. Jadi dia memberi kefahaman kepada kami berdua perkara itu. Jadi untuk Sri pula, ramalan pemenang untuk kategori Digital Song Division, Digital Song of the Year, Best Song dan juga Album of the Year. Mungkin Best Album juga kalau Sri nak ramalkan.
I think in terms of best album, it goes back to the concept. So BTS is somewhere up there, obviously. Stray Kids have a good chance of winning some albums, I think. I think Seventeen is also a good candidate. And Hyphen is somewhere up there as well. So yeah, I look forward to who's going to be the Daesung winners.
Dan pasti itu ramalan-ramalan awal daripada mereka lah. Dan untuk anda semua, jangan lupa sebenarnya untuk saksikan 36 Golden Disc Awards GDA 2022 yang akan bersiaran secara langsung pada Sabtu 8 Januari jam 2 petang dan ia dibawakan eksklusif di Astro Go tanpa sebarang charge tambahan. Ini yang anda perlu tahu. Dan siapakah artis yang akan dibawakan ataupun yang akan buat persembahan? Dan pastinya dia akan menampilkan BTS, IU, Stray Kids, Tomorrow X Together, Aespa 17 dah banyak lagi sebenarnya, Gigi.
Dan juga GDA 2022 ni akan dihoskan oleh Lee Seung Ji, pelakon dan penyanyi terkenal, Lee Dahi, Sung Si Kyung dan penyampai TV presenter dan juga penyanyi. Itu semuanya akan anda boleh lihat pada 8 Januari ini, Sabtu. Dan terima kasih kita ucapkan kepada Kalista Liu dan juga Sri Khairuddin kerana sebenarnya sudi bantu kita ni untuk memahami perkenaan fenomena K-pop.
Saya pun sendiri dah faham sebenarnya.
Saya antara half-half lah, tahu sikit-sikit lah pasal K-pop ni, tapi apa pun kita semua tahu, kita sedar kehadiran mereka macam mana memberi satu wave ataupun fenomena kepada peminat di seluruh dunia. Terima kasih Kalista dan juga Sri. Saya kira itu saja yang dapat kita kongsikan di sama. Itu saja dapat kita kongsikan di Awani Pagi pada jam ini. Saya Gigi Ahmad.
Saya Hafiz Rosli. Assalamualaikum dan salam hormat.
Bye.